Jesus was a bright light, brighter than the sun at times, and the form of a man was inside that light. Jesus says, "The Father has spoken. Come, we must obey." Jesus said, "You have all your senses in hell that you died with." Fear was on every side, and untold danger was everywhere. Each step I took was horrible, and we walked on to the first pit. My brothers and sisters, as far as I could see, miles and miles into the left leg of hell were pits of fire dug into the earth. These pits were about 2.5 feet deep and 3 feet across, and red-hot brimstone was embedded inside these pits. My friend, I pray that the Spirit of God touches your heart as you hear this, and you'll never be the same, and that you'll never forget that there are people in hell today that used to be alive and walking on this earth. Please, I beg you, if you're a sinner, repent. Come unto Jesus and be saved. We walked up to the first pit, and I heard a cry from the center of this pit saying, "Jesus, have mercy on my soul." With horror, I recognized it was the voice of a woman. The burning flesh hung by shreds all over her form as she stood there. Here, people, was a lost soul that had died and went to hell. She was a skeleton with a dirty mist inside that was her eternal soul. All over her body hung parts of flesh that was full of decay and dead gray in color. The fire would start at her feet in small flames and go up all over her body. There seemed to be a constant burning of her body. At times the flames were like embers, and she was reaching out to Jesus. I looked at Jesus, and he had such compassion and sadness in his face. The burning flesh hung by shreds, and her color was a dead gray. There was no hair upon her skull. Where the eyes had been were empty sockets. Yet, my friend, that soul had all its senses that she had died with. Cries and moans of regret came from this soul like you have never heard. Jesus said, "My child, you're here with me to let the world know that sin is death and hell is real." I looked at the woman again, and I saw worms crawling out of parts of her skeleton form, and the fire did not burn them. And I thought of the Word of God where it says that the fire would not burn the worms. Jesus said she knows they are there, and she feels them within herself. "Oh God, have mercy," I cried. As the fire reached its peak, the horrible burning would start over again, and I watched in horror. Great cries, deep sobs shook the form of this soul as she cried out, "Lost, no way out, forever lost in hell." "Oh, my Lord Jesus," I screamed, "how horrible to be in hell, for as far as my eyes could see were thousands burned in hellfire. Their soul could not float outside the rib cage or above the head or hip area. It seemed to be encaged inside of their skeleton form. But yet they could talk and they could move, and they knew everything going on about them. In Luke, in the Bible, it talks about the rich man and Lazarus, how the rich man could speak out of hell, how he could see out of hell. And yet, my friend, the world goes on, and many are dying and going to hell today.